Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't need to tell you that today is Father's Day. I probably also don't need to remind you and tell you that this is a special weekend at Zion and at Christ as you celebrate 25 years of ministry of your pastor, Pastor Peter Lindemann. All of those 25 years at Zion and Christ. Well, you added to those two items the fact that a congregation is to be like a family. You put those three concepts together, and that's the thought I want us to think about today. What's true? What's true is we're living in a congregational family. Now, the first part of that means that we are being a compassionate pastor father. The second part of that is being loving member children. The words of our text for today are taken from Psalm 103, verse 13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. The first part of that one verse from Psalm 103 is giving the picture that I'm using today. Fathers are compassionate to their children. What does compassionate mean? It means they feel what their children feel. It means they walk, fathers do, in their children's shoes. What it doesn't say in that verse, the next part is, therefore, because fathers are compassionate to their children, so children, therefore, love their father. The verse goes on and explains then an application of this. Therefore, the verse says, that's the way the Lord is with you and me. He is compassionate. He walks in our shoes. He feels our feelings for those who fear him. In other words, those who highly honor him, who respect him, who believe in him. Well, that's the basic concept in the words of our text. I want to focus this morning mainly on just that picture, that first half of the verse. And so, let's view that by certain words that I'm going to remind you of. And remind ourselves of fathers' responsibilities that we have as fathers, and children, responsibilities to fathers, and pastors, responsibility to members, and members, responsibility to pastors. Comforting things that are given to you from the Word of God. First word, responsible. A pastor is responsible for the people whom God has placed into his care. He is responsible. A pastor will have to one day answer to God for how well he took care of you, how well he provided for you, how well he watched over you. He is responsible to whom? To God. For whom? For all of you, the people in his care. Second word, love. A pastor is to love his people. The people whom God has given him. All right. I had seven children. Don't feel bad. Children, the Lord has given us members, pastors, to take care of. In love is the word. Well, that's, for a pastor, that's easy to do. When people's personality jive with his, when people's ways are his ways, it's not so easy to do. When for various reasons, perhaps there's a personality conflict between a member and a pastor. Or when the ideas and plans of the pastor aren't the ideas and plans of the member. It's not so easy to love a member. But whatever the circumstances, God has given a pastor the responsibility of loving all of his people, no matter who they are, and whether they love him or don't. He is to love all his people. Another word, faithful. A pastor is to be faithful. Faithful to whom? Faithful first and foremost to God. Faithful in what he says to you from God. In other words, faithful to the word of God. A pastor isn't here to tell you his personal philosophy of life. A pastor isn't here to tell you what to do based on his thinking and ways in life. A pastor is here to remind you of God's love for you, of your forgiveness, and God's way for you to follow and live in this life. Yes, a pastor is to be faithful in the word of God that he gives to his people. Another word, humble. Pastor is to be humble. Now, a pastor is a leader in the congregation. But even though he is a leader in the congregation, he is to be a humble leader. He's not to be like a king ruling over a kingdom in which everyone needs to bow down to his feet and kiss his hands. He is there to give them guidance and direction and leadership. He is there to be humble before them, to bow down before them, and to make them more important than he is. Pastor is to be a servant. A pastor serves. A pastor does many different things for many different people in the congregation. He may get a phone call at 1 a.m. He may get a communication of a member who's needed, who needs him to come. He serves the people of his congregation. They're not there to serve him. He's there to serve them. He is to be a servant for them. A pastor is to, another word, forgive. Pastors are sinners like everyone else. In our thoughts or our words or our deeds, we sin against God. A pastor knows that the Lord loves him and the Lord forgives him. A pastor knows that Jesus came into this world for one reason, to forgive him as a pastor and to forgive all of his people. And he lived a sinless, holy life in a substitute in place of the pastor and the people. And he shed his blood to take away all the stains of those sins. And he ultimately suffered and died on the cross to endure the punishment for those sins that the pastor should receive and will not. And so, realizing the love and forgiveness of God in his life, a pastor is willing to forgive. No matter who it is, no matter what they have done, a pastor forgives based on God's forgiveness to him. Another word, comfort. Pastor is here to give you comfort. A pastor is here to comfort you when you have to leave your farm and maybe go to Sturgeon Bay or Ephraim into an assisted living or a nursing home. He's there to give you comfort. A pastor is there to comfort you when you become sick and are in the hospital. A pastor is there to comfort you and goes to you with God's word and the Lord's Supper when you can no longer come here to Christ to honor and worship your Savior. A pastor is there to comfort you when you're on the last days of your life, whether at home or in a hospital bed. And a pastor is there to comfort you when you lose your mother or your father, your husband or your wife, or your little boy or your little girl. And one of the exhilarating things about the ministry and being a pastor is that you can give people comfort that transcends time. It's not comfort that's there for a day or two, but it assures you of the glories through faith in Jesus of eternal life and salvation in heaven. And that death does not win. In fact, in reality, a Christian never dies. Only his weak and frail body dies. But his soul will go on and dwell in heaven forever. And one day even that body raised from its grave, and soul and body united, and soul and body forever in the presence of the Lord and Savior. Oh, what comfort is given by a pastor to you. eternal comfort. Another word, teach. Pastor's there to teach. Pastor's there to teach your children about the Word of God and the blessings and forgiveness of Jesus, and not only about Jesus, but all the other things that God tells us in His Word. A pastor is there to teach you as adults, as he gives Bible class, that you may grow in your faith and be comforted and assured as you grow in your life. A pastor is there to teach when for various reasons we get off on wayward paths that are leading us away from our Lord. And he goes and reminds you that that kind of way, that kind of life, is a life that will lead to ruin and destruction. He's there to teach you the blessings of a life with Christ for time and eternity. Teach. And preach. You're here today not to see me or your pastor, Pastor Lindemann. You're here today to be reminded and comforted with the Word of God, to be reassured that even though you go out into a sinful world all around you with all kinds of pressures against you, young or old, to follow the ways of the world, you come here on Sunday morning to be reassured and re-strengthened of the Lord's not only forgiveness, but the God's ability to give you strength to say no to temptation and sin and to go forward in your life and to live a life more faithfully for your Lord and Savior. You think we don't need strength, pastors and lay people, for that? We do. And that's why you have church. And that's why you're here today. To make a bridge to God. A story is told about a bunch of ants that were crawling along the ground. As they crawled along the ground, they got to a big gap in the dirt. How are the ants going to get across? One ant lifted a piece of straw that was there. Heavy burden for the ant, but he took that piece of straw and he put it over the gap. And all the ants followed on the straw to the other side. That's what God has done for you and me. Through your pastor, he's given you a bridge to God so you can be on the other side with him. Yes, living in a congregational family is what we're talking about. That means being a compassionate pastor father. These same principles apply as a pastor and as a father in our life. Well, now let's turn it around. Let's remember that it means being loving member children. And these principles apply to members and to children. Members to pastor, children to father. Let's go back over those words. Responsible. Do you remember that when you called for a pastor, that wasn't just luck, chance, a drawing out of the hat? A call is something that you exhibit and give, but is guided and directed by the Lord. It's a call ultimately from God. God guided and directed things so that Pastor Lindemann has been and is your pastor for the last 25 years and all the pastors you had before him. You called them, but they were ultimately called by God to be your pastor. He brought them to you. Oh, therefore, what do? You give high honor and respect to your pastor because he's God's representative given to you by God for you. Responsible. Love. Do you love your pastor? Oh, sure, we all say, right? It's easy to love him, but when, again, things don't go the way you think they should go, do you still love your pastor? Do you still pray for your pastor? Or do things kind of change then? Love your pastor. Love your father, children. God gave them to you, and so love them, no matter what the circumstances in your life. Faithful is the next word. Do you encourage your pastor about being faithful to the Word of God? As I've already mentioned, there's all kinds of temptations in the world today to follow its attitude, its way, its thinking, its plans. And some of those contradict and are exactly the opposite of what God says in His Word. Do you encourage your pastor for being faithful to the Word of God and saying things that society would say are wrong, but God says is right? Oh, encourage your pastor. Humble. Are you humble before God? Not humble to your pastor necessarily, but humble before God. What do I mean? What I mean is, do you obey God? God gives us His commands. God gives us His way of living in this life. It isn't always popular, and even our sinful nature wants to disagree. But do you, by the Holy Spirit's power, are you encouraged and strengthened to obey God? Humble yourself before God's ways and obey Him. That's being a loving member and child before God. How about not only humble, but service? When the call goes out, we need help. Excuse me, are you the first one to run the opposite way? God has given every man, woman, and child of this congregation talents and abilities. And do all of you use it in various ways and function and carrying out ministry here at Christ? It's so easy to think, right? Let somebody else do it. I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too busy, right? God has given you talents and abilities to use for who? Not just for yourself, but to use for Him. And so use your talents to serve your Lord in His congregation. Are you willing, next word, to forgive? Forgive your father, forgive your pastor. Holding grudges will get you no gain. It's like a car whose wheels are spinning in the mud. Oh, you step on the accelerator, but you go nowhere. You just spin in the mud. That's what grudges and spitefulness and anger and hatred are. Spinning in the mud and going nowhere. And to harbor those things for your life, or even for a short period of time, it doesn't help. It only hurts you. Put aside grudges. Be willing to forgive a hastily spoken word, something that you heard or thought was done that you thought it meant harm for you, and probably in reality it never did. Oh, my point again. Children, forgive your fathers. Members, forgive your pastor. Comfort is the word we're at. Was your pastor there to see you when you moved to the assisted living eventually? Was your pastor there to see you and give you communion and share God's word with you when you couldn't come anymore here to Christ? Was your pastor there and conducted the funeral for your parents and your husband or your wife or your little boy? Your little girl. Oh, give thankfulness to God that He's there to give you the comfort you need, as I spoke about earlier. A comfort that transcends time. Praise be to God that He's there to give you eternal comfort. Thank Him for the comfort He gives. Teach. What about when He says it's Bible class, and if Bible class is taught here, and given here an opportunity? Oh, that's fine for somebody else, maybe we sometimes think. I learned all I needed to learn in confirmation, that's fine. I go to church, I don't need Bible class. Yes, you do. We all do. To grow in our faith, the Holy Spirit does that by the Word of God. And your pastor, when he teaches you in a Bible class, come and hear to grow. To grow so that you're blessed and comforted and strengthened in life, for eternal life. And what about when you're on an erring road and he comes to you and warns you of its danger? You get angry at him and mad at him, or do you thank him for the comfort he's displaying because he loves you, cares about you, and is willing to teach you the right path to be on? Oh, appreciate the opportunities to be taught, is my point. And preach. Are you here every Sunday, if you're a member at Christ, and not a visitor today? Or is it, well, I'm here some of the time. I'm here most of the time. The Lord wants you to be here. And your pastor wants you to be here every Sunday. Yes, not most of the time. Not three out of four. Every week. Why? So that you can benefit and be blessed. So that you can be comforted and strengthened, as I've already said. So that you can be assured of the blessings that God gives you every day. And if you think you don't need it, maybe you need it once a month, I may tell you need it every week. That's why you have church every week, and that's why I'm encouraging you to come as he preaches and teaches God's word every week. For you, and your benefit, and your blessing, and your comfort, and your strength. Well, that's the words, members. In your relationship to your pastor and pastor's relationship to you. And those things can be applied also to children and their relationship with their father and father's relationship with their children. Let things shine through you as a child, as a member. Story is told about a young girl who went to a big cathedral. Sun was shining outside, and when she went inside the cathedral, the light shined through the stained glass windows, and she was bathed in yellow and red and blue and green. And so she asked some people there at the cathedral, "Who are those people pictured in the stained glass windows?" The answer she received was, "Oh, they are Christians, believers." So when she got home that day, and her mother asked her what she learned, she said, "I learned what a Christian and believer is. A Christian and a believer is a person who lets the light shine through." Members and children, let the light of Christ shine through you. And be thankful for your father. Be thankful for your pastor. Yes. Living in a congregational family is what we've been talking about. That means, first of all, remembering being a compassionate pastor father. But it also means remembering being loving member children. Amen. Please stand.